has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the first?
Well, we have more than one, so.
Okay. Let's go. Leakta l'shem yudhei bavache, liyichuda sheli m'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Today we will study the third aliyah from the double portion of Vayekhel Pekudei. It begins with Exodus chapter 37, verse 17, and completes at verse 29. That's a total of 13 verses, and we know that 13 represents the word Echad, which represents unity, oneness. Verse 17. Vayas et amenora zahav tahor mikshasa et hamenora yireka wekana kvi echa kaftor echa ufrachet ha Mimena hayu veshisha kanim yotzim mitzideha shelosha
kanim has joined
mitzida ha'echad ushlosha kanim enora mitzida ha'sheni shelosha gevim mishukadim v'kane ha'echad taftor v'atperach ushlosha gevim mishukadim v'kane echad taftor wafarach kein l'sheshet hakanim hayotim min hamenorah uvamenorah arba gevim meshukadim taftor echa Uvrachecha v'kaftor tachat shnei hakanim mimena v'kaftor tachat shnei hakanim mimena v'kaftor tachat shnei hakanim mimena l'sheshet Hakanim hayotim mimena kaftorechem uknotam mimena hayukula miksha achat shahav tahor vayas et neirot Malchutecha, Shiva Umalchachecha, Umachtotecha, Zahav Tahor. Ki kar zahav tahor asa o tau yet ko keleha via as er mizbach haketored atse shitim ama arkui ama rach bo ravu ali amataim. Tematu mimena vayukaron chtav vayetzaf elto zahav tahor et gano na gago viet ki rotav savi viet karnotav vaya aslo zer zahav savi ushte tabeot zahav asalo mitachad lizero al shite talotav al shine atzaidav levatim levadim laste at oto bahem wea aser habadim atse shitim vayetzav otam zahav vayas et shemen hamishcha kodesh v'et ketoret asamim tahor maase rokea. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. The English translation. Beginning with verse 17. And he made the menorah of pure gold of hammered work. He made the menorah, its base and its stem, its goblets, its knobs and its flowers were all one piece with it. And six branches coming out of its side, three menorah branches from its one side and three menorah branches from its second side. The three decorated goblets on one branch, a knob and a flower, and three decorated goblets on one branch, a knob and a flower. So for the six branches that come out of the menorah, and on the stem of the menorah where were four decorated goblets, its knobs and its flowers, and a knob under the two branches from it, and a knob under the two branches from it, and a knob under the two branches from it. So for the six branches that come out of it, their knobs and their branches were all one piece with it. All of it was hammered out, was one hammered mass of pure gold. And he made its lamps seven, and its tongs and its scoops of pure gold. He made it of a talent of pure gold and all its implements. And he made the incense altar out of acacia wood, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide square, and 2 cubits high. Its horns were one piece with it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its walls all around, and its horns. And he made for it a golden crown all around. And he made two golden rings for it underneath its crown on its two corners, on its two sides as holders for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles out of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense after the art of a perfumer. That's the completion of the reading. Does anyone have any questions? We will begin to study the Perek Shirah. I believe we're on page 13. The first paragraph is paragraph 14 of chapter 5. So, paragraph 14. Dovomer Ushumid Bar Weyarav Hatsarim Teshev Kadar Yadu Yaronu Yoshve Sela Me Rosh Harim Yitzvacho Yasimu Ladonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Yoahe Dawanuhe Yo Tavod Utchelet Utchelato Be'ayom Yagidu. This is a verse from Isaiah. The bear is saying, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The village that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the peaks of the mountains. Let them give glory to Hashem and tell of his praise in the islands. Do wildernesses have cities? The answer is yes. But we don't normally think of a wilderness as a place of a city. The word bear, dov, can be translated by looking at the three letters that make up its name, Dalet, Vav, Bet. It can be translated as the door of the house of spirituality, or the door of the house of a hook, or hooks. All of these descriptions in this verse of praises, all of these descriptions are relating to the wilderness and relating to the different levels of things and how the inhabitants of the various cities, the rocks singing, the shouting from the peaks of mountains. This is all about people giving glory to Hashem, giving honor to Hashem. next paragraph. Ze'ev omer al kol devar pesha al shor al chamor al she al shalma al kol avada asher yomar ki hu ze ad Elohim Yavo Devar Shenehem Asher Yarshiun Elohim Yishalom Shenaim Lirehu. And this is a verse from Shmot. The wolf is saying, for every matter of iniquity, for the ox, the donkey, the lamb, the garment for every lost item about which he says, this is it. The matter of both of them shall become before the judge. He who the judge finds guilty shall pay double to the other. This verse is really talking about three negative animals, the donkey, the ox, and the lamb. They all relate to negativity. And the verse is explaining this judgment that if you don't follow the halakha, you don't follow the recommendation of the Torah, and you decide, well, this is important and I need to go to court with this. And when you go into court, if you are the responsible party, you pay double. This is a very steep, important judgment, important halakha that you need to reconcile and really wrap your head around this consciousness. If you don't settle and you feel you have to go to court, going to court is leading you to a settlement that is not proper. This is what's important for you to learn. Paragraph 15. Shoal omer hoy bo nebeto belo tedek wa aili hayotav belo mishpat irahu yako inam hu fo lo iten lo. And this is a verse from Jeremiah. The fox is saying, woe to him that builds his house without justice and his chambers without lawfulness, that uses his friend's service without wages and does not give him for his hire. The fox is essentially praising Hashem with the concept of justice. And he's mentioning all of these things that appear to be unjust. The next paragraph. Zar zir omer linonu re'anenu tzadikim ba'adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Lai sharim nawa atahila. This is a verse from Psalms. The hound is saying, let the righteous rejoice in Hashem. Praise is befitting to the strait. The strait is a code word for truth. It's a code word for being direct, not trying to obfuscate, not trying to hide things. A straight man, not in the common vernacular of straight, but a straight man is talking about a person who's honest. Why is the hound the animal that's describing this phrase? I don't have an answer that I've read, but innately the hound is a code word for dogs anyway. And dogs need to be clear and be straight, be truthful. The hound being a dog is man's best friend. There's a relationship between humanity and the hounds. The next paragraph. Hatul omer im tagbi'a kan sher v'im bein lo chavim shishim kahin echa Moshe oridcha Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. This is a verse from Obadja. And Obadja has an interesting history as a person. He was born a Roman noble. He converted to Judaism. He ascended to be a prophet, and then he used his prophets and the wealth that he accumulated from his being a Roman nobleman. He used all of that wealth up in saving the various prophets, the truthful prophets, that were under siege by one of the kings or queens of Israel. And this is the cat expressing it. What is the praise? If you rise up like a vulture, the word is nesher. And we know nesher is translated as vulture, but it could also be an eagle. Those translations are both used. If you rise up like a vulture or like an eagle and place your nest among the stars, from there I shall bring you down, says Hashem. Why is the cat saying this praise of Hashem? Because the cat in its nature tends to be more selfish than dogs and more solitary in its behavior. If you rise up like a vulture and place your nest among the stars, this is a statement about limiting the development and the waste of resources, or not necessarily the waste of resources, but the development and the resources that are associated with NASA, with exploring the stars and other planets. And it's really the scientists who want to do this and promote this, and the government authorizes it. But in reality, everything that is found out by any space exploration can be found out through the study of the various scriptures, the various verses. So there's no need to go to the stars, and that's what the Torah is warning us about. We will stop our class here today. Does anybody have any questions? Our classes today, while you're unmuting yourself, our classes today at 11 o'clock, we continue our study of the book of Joshua. And it's 4:30, we continue our study of the Deep Zohar. And at 7 p.m., we have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Are there any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful day. Shalom.
Shalom gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.